The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Missed my cue, didn't I? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. On this Friday, could this be the second day of March 2018 already? My, my, my. Life is dynamic, and it moves so quickly when you're having so much fun. The previous message brought to you by your local drug company. Oh, God. A lot of stuff going on, folks. And I'm going to get into this hour. A lot printed about and mentioned about the deep state, but everybody just seems to miss the mark as to where the deep state really resides. It's a real thing. And who's really in charge? As I said, the actors, the heads of the agencies, the politicians in Washington, D.C., these are just the garbage haulers. They don't create the garbage. They just haul it around for you, for your benefit. Yeah. I'm going to be getting into who the real policymakers are. This stuff doesn't come out of thin air. It emanates from someplace, and I'm going to get into it. It's the deeper state. Now, this whole group is beholden to their masters, the master bankers, and we're going to get into that. Speaking of banks, yay Wyoming. Cheyenne, Wyoming, the Wyoming House overwhelmingly passed a bill that would define gold and silver species as legal tender and eliminate all taxes levied on it. The new law would pave the way for the use of gold and silver in everyday transactions and could help undermine the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money. A bipartisan coalition of 11 Republicans introduced House Bill HB 103 on February 15th. Titled the Wyoming Legal Tender Act, the legislation defines gold and silver specie as legal tender, meaning it would be recognized as a medium of exchange for the payment of debts and taxes in the state. Now, practically speaking, gold and silver specie would then be treated as money, putting it on par with the Federal Reserve notes in Wyoming. Now, the bill defines specie as coins having gold or silver content, or refined bullion, coins stamped or imprinted with its weight and purity. Now, let me stop and digress here for a second. That would also include United States money by way of coin that the purity is known. We used to know that kind of as silver coins. Remember those? HB 103 would also prohibit the state or local governments from levying any property, sales, or capital gains taxes on gold or silver. Wyoming does not have an income tax. However, it does have a sales tax, and it assesses this tax against precious metals bullion. Now, the House passed HB 103 by a 44-14 vote. Who the 14 deadheads were, I have no idea. Along with the 10th Amendment Center, the Sound Money Defense League, Campaign for Liberty, and Money Metals Exchange all backed the legislation. Sound Money Defense League Policy Director J.P. Cortez testified during a committee hearing, saying that charging sales taxes on money itself is beyond the pale. In effect, states that collect taxes on purchases of precious metals are inherently saying gold and silver are not money at all. Rather, it's a commodity, like buying oil or anything else. Imagine if you ask a grocer clerk to break a $5 bill and he charged you a 35-cent tax. Silly, right? Well, after all, you are only exchanging one form of money for another. But that's essentially what taxes on gold and silver, bullion, do. By removing the taxes on the exchange, Wyoming would treat gold and silver as money instead of a commodity. Now, this represents a step toward reestablishing gold and silver as legal tender and breaking down the Fed's monopoly on money. And let me stop and digress here again, because another thought just hit my head. Jeff Bennett took hiatus because, quite frankly, him doing my show on Tuesdays and Thursdays, that was designed to give you a direct avenue to somebody that dealt in the precious metals market. Unfortunately, in 2.5 months, nobody even bothered to call Jeff to make a purchase. Oh, they'd call him and say, well, I need a couple of these coins, or I need a couple of, or I need a roll of that. Well, he can't do that because the people we deal with don't deal in those smaller quantities. You're better off going to a local coin shop. Seriously. So I suspect, enjoy your vacation, Jeff, because I suspect your vacation is going to be very short. Short indeed. Because once this is starting to be recognized as, wait a minute, there's an alternative to this stuff, it's going to be in demand again, and demand itself is not going to push it up where the fair value should be, but it's going to start the process. Ron Paul said during testimony in support of the Arizona bill, and this is another bill repealing capital gains tax on gold and silver, he says, paper's not money, it's fraud. He said, we ought to not tax money, and that's a good idea. It makes no sense to tax money. Passage of 103, HB 103, into law would take an important first step toward currency competition. If sound money gains a foothold in the marketplace against the Federal Reserve note, the people would be able to choose the time-tested stability of gold and silver over the central bank's rapidly depreciating paper currency. Rapidly depreciating? It's depreciated 98%. The freedom of choice expanded by HB 103 would help allow Wyoming residents to secure their purchasing power of their money. Now, a little bit of background information on this. The United States Constitution states in Article 1, Section 10, no state shall make anything but gold and silver a tender in payment of debt. States have simply ignored this constitutional provision for years. It's impossible for a state to return to a constitutional sound money system when it taxes gold and silver as a commodity. Right idea in the wrong bin. This Wyoming bill would reestablish gold and silver as legal tender in the state and take a step towards that constitutional requirement, ignored for decades in every state. This would set the stage to undermine the monopoly of the Federal Reserve by introducing competition into the monetary systems. Constitutional tender expert Professor William Green said, when people in multiple states actually start using gold and silver itself instead of the Federal Reserve notes, it would effectively nullify the Federal Reserve and end the federal government's monopoly on money. Over time, as residents of the state use both Federal Reserve notes and silver and gold coins, the fact that the coins hold their value more than the Federal Reserve notes do will lead to a reverse Gresham's Law effect, where good money, gold and silver, will drive out bad money, Federal Reserve notes. As this happens, a cascade of events can begin to occur, including the flow of real wealth toward the state's treasury, an influx of banking business from outside of the state as people in other states carry out their desire to bank with sound money, in an eventual outcry against the use of Federal Reserve notes for any transactions. Now, once things get to that point, Federal Reserve notes would become largely unwanted and irrelevant for ordinary people. Yeah, you know, ordinary people like you and I, in the know of what real money is and what funny money is. Yeah. most people. Nullifying the Fed on a state-by-state level is what will get us there. Now, what's on the horizon here? HB 103 now moves to the Senate for further consideration. And there is absolutely no doubt the people that are backing this bill, including the 10th Amendment Center, they have no doubt that this is going to pass. Now, some thoughts, further thoughts on this? I got another one for you. To pull away from the Federal Reserve System, you know, the usury, the middlemen people, that this government loves because you don't have to be responsible with credit now, do you? Oh, you and I do. And we have the luxury of paying up to 30% for the privilege of that piece of plastic that gives us what we want today for indentured servitude tomorrow. And that's basically what it is. But here's another angle. If a bank wants to open in any state USA, it would behoove somebody like Mr. Donald Trump to instruct the Treasury to fire up those printing presses over the Treasury Department, yep, U.S. Mint, and once again print federal notes. These new banks opening up in the various states across the country could use the federal notes. And by the way, need I remind you that these notes are free of interest. It is simply what it is. Here is a denomination. This is the debt that I want to retire. And this is the non-interest or inflationary dollar that I'm giving you. So if I'm working for ABC Corporation and I want to go buy groceries at any town USA, well, it would be all legal and nice. Oh, and the kicker here, there's bags full, I mean tons of investment money laying around this globe, folks. Doesn't have any place to go because there's really no place to go make real money. The bankers are now satisfied with shuffling money around at near zero interest to them, while they're jacking up the interest rates on everything else. Mortgages are going up. Your credit card, for the pleasure of using their plastic, as I said. You know, I mean, this is usurious, up to 30%. Seriously? 30% interest on a credit card account? But here's the beauty of this, and this could work. Banks set up, they only want to deal with the federal notes. And they could start making car loans, and they could start making mortgages available to people for a fee. You starting to see where I'm going with this? So rather than, let's use that figure of $100,000 for a house, which is now in today's market is pretty much a shack. But just say, for the sake of argument, you wanted to borrow $100,000 and there was a fee, not this compounded interest. You know the little game that's played. You got a 30-year fixed mortgage. You're sitting there and you're looking, okay, I paid how much on principal versus interest? It's all front-loaded. Mr. Middleman wants his bucks back as soon as possible, so they load up that 30-year mortgage with, well, that's all you're paying on, really, is interest, interest, interest. Eventually, it evens out, and eventually the principal payment outweighs the interest payment, and the debt is retired. Congratulations, you got your home 30 years later. Hope your builder was good, because some of this crap that I see being built out there, you ain't going to have a house in 30 years. This would be perfect, because this is a non-inflationary currency. This would be perfect for investors. Remember me telling you a little fantasy I had? That if you borrowed $100,000, and say that this the people that are backing this mortgage wanted to charge you maybe even, God, the ungodly figure of 30% return on their money. So let's say $100,000, all right? And they charge, say, a 30% fee. So that would be, what, $130,000. Okay, but their money's not going to be tied up forever. Let's say that we do this on a shorter-term note. Let's say that we do this on 10 years. Well, with that whopping 30% stuck in there, you'd only be paying a fee on that $100,000 of 13 grand. Is that right? Let me just make sure. Wow. So, we got $100,000, and we're going to do this over 10 years? Pretty amazing. Now, what you'd be paying per month to retire that $100,000 mortgage loan with their 30% fee on top of it. Notice I didn't say interest because that's compounded hourly, minute, by the microsecond. So now 10 years time, hey, it's no problem. But you know what your yearly mortgage rate is only going to be $13,000. Your payments back to retire that mortgage would be $13,000 a year. Okay, so roughly figuring that's a little over $1,000. Say about $1,100 a month. But in 10 years, not 30, not paying all the usury to the middleman that has done nothing, put up nothing, in order for you to have the pleasure of fulfilling your American dream. Home ownership. Oh, that's right. By the way, we'll work on this property tax thing and non-payment of that, and they can come take the whole damn thing. What a scam. I can see some bright lights into the future, folks. Might appear pretty dim right now, but again, people are catching on to the idea of what this magical Federal Reserve System is all about. And the more pressure they're going to be put on these clowns. You want to get rid of your New World Order? Get rid of the damn bankers. It's that simple. Whew. All this stuff. You know, and gosh, think about this. We're dealing with honest money and precludes the thieves from coming in and playing Raider games. And we can somehow get the neocons and the real deep state out of our government making policy that we're not spread all over the globe with over 1,000 bases spending trillions of dollars a year for what? Well, they're more than happy to tell you, for the protection of America. You've exposed us to more danger and more debt and more carnage and more debt and death than anybody could. It is simply the antithesis of what they're telling you that they're doing and what it's actually bringing. Death, debt, and more taxes. Wow. What a wonderful future. And folks, I'm going to kind of like weave this into my broadcast moving into the future. Have your feet hit the floor yet? You know, these major tsunamis that have the ability to wipe out hundreds of thousands of people, destroy billions of dollars in profit. You know what that starts from? A little ripple. A little earthquake goes off. Earth shakes a little bit. All of a sudden there's that little shift and then it creates that little wave that keeps building, 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 building. There's nothing to stop it. Nothing on earth can stop it. And it's going to come, and it's going to create its devastation. Now, equate that to the good people of this country having had enough. Let me get that straight. Too much coffee today. Lend their little voices. You know, maybe I shouldn't tell people this, but I don't give a damn. I like the game of football. Always have. War with rules. 60 minutes later, the last man standing wins. I like that. Both sides have to play by the same rules. Do you know how you always hear about the 11th man? Seattle Seahawks, I guess, have made that part and parcel of their team effort. And I want to get into this for just a minute or two on the other side. You don't think whispers are effective? They can sometimes be devastating. Let's take the break. We'll be back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
After a good night's rest, after making up your mind to be a warrior in the restoration of the Republic, feet on the floor, taking your stretch and your yawn, proclaiming I am a free man and starting to act like it. You're not asleep anymore. Alan, West Virginia. Hello, Alan.
Hey, John. You remember when Donald Trump made that speech, he said, well, I like debt. Debt is good.
Yeah, good for the banks.
Well, it just kind of makes you wonder where he's coming from there. He's just, I like debt. Debt is good. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I guess I'm their enemy because I always try to stay out of debt. I don't borrow. I don't have any credit. I don't do any of that. If I can afford it, I go buy it. If I can't, I don't get it.
It's like the Gordon Gekko character in the movie. Greed is good. Yeah. All right, Alan, I've got to keep moving here. I got a lot of stuff today.
I appreciate you.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Now, who are the interim deep state They owe their allegiances to the world banks, the real globalists, the real New World Order. They hold the keys literally to the kingdoms of the world because they're the money masters. They control what governments do, and by extension, you and I. Well, if you're even a casual consumer of Western media, then you know the current top threat to the U.S. security, according to corporate journalists, is Russian aggression. According to neoconservative politicians such as Arizona Senator John McCain, isn't he dead yet from brain cancer? Is it a sin to hope somebody dies of brain cancer? Mike, can I be absolved? Okay. The Russian interference in last year's election, according to Mr. McCain, which has so far only been shown to be a series of fairly banal Facebook ads that essentially just highlighted the organic chaos of the 2016 campaign. And to them, this amounts to an act of war. Former presidential candidate, Hillary, the piano-legged lesbian, sorry, lady, you're the only one that ever complained to using that, has urged similar language, saying the alleged hack of the Democratic National Committee's email servers amounted to a cyber 9/11. Even corporate journalists agree with this sentiment, with some of the columnists like the Washington Post, Karen Tumultry. Is that a real name? Tumultry? Tumultuous? I don't know. Comparing the supposed Russian crimes to the Japanese attack of Pearl Harbor that led the U.S. into the Second World War, which was a setup for the U.S. to get us into that war. Thank you, FDR. Knew 2 weeks beforehand, Japanese are going to attack Pearl Harbor. That's why they moved out the best ships and the ones they needed to replace. And the men that aborted, they just let them get blown up. Good excuse. Remember the Maine. This kind of hysteria has led down the predictable path of the degradation of U.S.-Russia relations, with both Moscow and Washington agree to have hit the lowest point since the Cold War. While the true nature of the relations between Moscow and the Trump campaign may never be fully known, one person who agrees with this assessment of the situation, reminiscent of the Cold War, is the president on the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard N. Haass, who cited the Russian annexation of Crimea, intervention in Syria, and alleged interference in the 2016 U.S. election as clear indication that we have entered a second Cold War. Wow. What beautiful lies. While the name Richard Haass may be relatively obscure to most people, the CFR is well known as the organization that it advises neoconservatives and imperialists alike in top positions in the U.S. government. With an annual budget almost $70 million a year, drawn from the Rockefeller Foundation Endowment, sales of Foreign Affairs magazine, as well as individual and corporate membership dues, the corporate memberships primarily being made up of representatives from some of the largest banks, tech companies, media organizations, oil companies, and, of course, defense contractors. Big surprise. The CFR is well positioned to deeply root its influence throughout the government. Hence, now we're getting closer to the deep state here. Hillary Clinton even illustrated how closely government is intertwined with the CFR during her time as Secretary of State, when she said she was grateful for the group's Washington branch being so close to her office, allowing her easy access to policy advisors, and later using the council as a venue to sell her foreign policy, it was given to her by the CFR, and she credits, you see the chicanery there? She's given the message, she reads it back, and all of a sudden it's her policy? No, it was the people that gave her the policy. It's their policy. More on this when we get back. 800-313-9443. Told you, Mike, not that last cup of coffee. I didn't need it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family?
Much like Clinton, the CFR under the Trump administration is now a major source of pushing the narrative that Russia has, for all intents and purposes, attacked the United States. Unlike Clinton, however, the CFR still has the ability to offer policy recommendations to some of the highest levels of the government. One major channel for the foundation to push the influence is in the group council members who serve in the Trump administration, the most notable of whom, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. McMaster holds the same hawkish positions as his fellow council members on foreign policy issues ranging from Iran to North Korea, and was even recommended to Trump by 2 other big fans of the council, fellow neocon Republican Senators McCain and Tom Cotton. The CFR also has influence beyond such positioning of its members, as the board is made up of some of the top executives from some of the largest foreign policy lobbying firms, defense contractors, universities, banks, investment firms, tech companies, and high-profile members of the corporate media. The spread and influence of the thought that the leaks out of the CFR can be seen in clear lines that typically start from the policy papers drafted by the council's researchers. One such report, released just this year in January, and simply titled Containing Russia, features the CFR's plan for responding to alleged threat of Russian aggression in multiple sectors of the national security apparatus. Some of the policy actions recommended in the latest report have already been enacted, and many appear destined to be enacted in the near future. Let me just say it that way, making it seem likely that this report offers a pretty accurate blueprint to be used by the neocons who have overwhelming influence over Trump's foreign policy. The man has got to start thinking for himself. Much like the Western media, which is influenced by the council board members, such as CNN's Fareed Zakaria, the council believes that evidence that Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election is overwhelming. According to the report's authors, Robert D. Blackwell and Philip H. Gordon, the report also alleges the same crimes by Russia as have the U.S. intelligence and media communities, with the alleged violations ranging from obvious attacks such as hacking the DNC, the supposed misinformation distributed by Russian media, Russian bot networks spreading disinformation, and the purchase of Facebook advertising, to the more difficult-to-prove accusation that Trump colluded with the Russian government during the election. According to the report's authors, Moscow never undertook such a vast, determined, multifaceted effort to affect any electoral outcome in the United States, even during the height of the Cold War, which calls for extreme measures in response. The report offers these potential responses in four critical areas of U.S. national security policy, which includes expanded sanctions, electoral and cyber countermeasures, European security and tweaks to nuclear agreements and arsenals as a means of applying diplomatic pressure on Russia. Some of these policy ideas can already be observed in current policy, and others are often peddled in the mainstream media, making it important to break the report down by section and describe the implications of the experts' policy plans. Now, the first set of recommendations set forth by the Council's report covers the sanctions laid out in a package passed by Congress and Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. Yeah, CATSA, C-A-A-T-S-A. CATSA was passed by overwhelming majorities in both the House of Representatives, 419-3. The three, by the way, were asleep and missed a vote. And the Senate, 98-2. They were napping in the same circle. Despite this overwhelming bipartisan consensus addressing the growing Russian threat, groups like the CFR have found themselves disappointed that the White House has failed to fully implement measures in the bill. Now, the CFR doesn't want these existing sanctions fully implemented. They also recommend increasing targeted sanctions aimed at the now infamous troll farms, by pursuing the individuals suspected of funding such operations. One example of an individual that will be likely come under these hypothetical, tightly targeted sanctions is Yevgeny Prigozhin, the man known as Putin's chef, who was recently alleged in the obstruction of justice probe by Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller to be behind the Russian internet influence operations based in the United States. By the way, Robert Mueller taking the tips from his CFR buddies. Deep state? Yeah, we know who you are. In his latest indictments, Mueller alleged that Russian nationals launched an influence campaign through the purchase of social media advertisements under the guise of being U.S. citizens. Now, we'll get into that more here in a second, because you can see how all the fake news and, you know, all this fake stuff, it needs to be hawked by Facebook and Twitter, and these people have got to be done away with. See how this is working? Oh. This campaign was alleged to have been directed by Russian businessmen with ties to President Vladimir Putin, which is exactly the type of individual the CFR report recommends future sanctions target as sources of financing. The second set of policy prescriptions offered by the CFR report concerns the world of cyber defense and protecting the internal electoral systems in the U.S. First discussed in the defensive side of cybersecurity in both the public and the private sector, in the U.S. and in the European internet community. As a preliminary step to increase cyber defense, the Council report calls on the White House to fully implement the executive order on strengthening the cybersecurity of federal networks and critical infrastructure. Signed by Trump in May of 2017, which was intended to increase funding to cybersecurity in the wake of the alleged Russian interference. The report, here it comes. The report also calls on the federal intelligence networks to cooperate with the private sector, social media companies specifically, by declassifying and sharing enough intelligence information for tech giants like Facebook, Twitter, and Google to use in formulating their policies. What this means exactly was detailed in another CFR report by Keir Giles, in which proposals were laid out for systems similar to the mass-ridiculed PropNOT, in which journalists and social media companies partner to flag bad information. These are bad actors flagging the good information. That's how that should read. Some of these measures have already been employed by some of the internet's largest companies. The most blatant example was the decision by Twitter to ban Russian state-funded media outlets Sputnik and RT from purchasing ads on their platform. But other changes have also happened behind the scenes, such as Facebook's new algorithm hiding the majority of independent news and business content on Google's deranking of non-corporate outlets. Now, these are moves that just don't hurt the Russians in their media, but also sites like Mint Press News in their mission to provide countering viewpoints to the U.S. arms industry influence media. It's also been noted that these forced registrations have been unfairly applied to Russian state-funded outlets, but not to similar organizations such as Qatar's Al Jazeera or some Chinese state-run media groups. Not only does the CFR report agree with these moves, it casually refers to them as a step in the right direction and recommends that non-governmental organizations such as the German Marshall Fund of the United States Alliance for Securing Democracy Platform participate in more active measures to help combat disinformation and expose the fact that Russian propaganda networks such as RT and Sputnik are not legitimate journalism outlets. Yeah, they are. The new proposals to handle this task suggested by the CFR include social media companies to more actively police their networks for disinformation, false news stories, botnets, and false flag advertising, and taking more sweeping measures in identifying, labeling, and blocking them where appropriate. Isn't that exactly what is going on today? Just ask Alex Jones or who's his D.C. correspondent, Jerome Corsi, which has been pulled permanently and then, I guess, reinstated and pulled again. I don't know. But at any rate, it's the first offensive. And I want to play a short video by somebody that pretty much tells you that, well, I hope this doesn't get flagged and pulled by YouTube, because they're pulling everything that has anything to do with dissension or other information rather than what's delivered to us by the lying FBI or the lying media. Fake news, and we've got to do away with it. Wow. Now, these folks... These moves that just don't hurt Russian media, but also the sites like, as I said, Mint Press News and other websites. The new proposals to handle this task suggested by the CFR include social media companies more actively policing their networks for disinformation, false news stories, botnets, false flag advertising, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That means us, folks. The defense of internal Western systems cross over into the existing reality of U.S. elections when the report authors discuss adding new provisions to campaign finance law meant to further highlight any suspected bad information based on which individuals or organizations purchase political ads. Now, the report also goes on to suggest that advertisements sponsored by actors, such as the Russian contingent here, be flagged so the audience can see who purchased the ad and what their target audience was. While this would seem to be a positive step in adding a much-needed layer of transparency to the workings of U.S. politics, the problem with the council's assessment and how these ideas have been put into practice by the likes of Twitter and Facebook, by the way, is that these policies are to be hypocritically placed primarily on the Russian activity. Also, your activity, my activity, and posting stuff on Facebook and YouTube, folks. Guaranteed. The CFR report also perpetrated the claims that Russia hacked into 39 states' voting infrastructure, which hypothetically would have allowed them to change votes. Despite these apparent Russian hackers having access to these voting machines, their decision to not actually alter anything has left everyone shockingly short of actual evidence that a security breach actually occurred. So we're just going to say it, we're going to lie about it, and not have to prove it. We just put it out there, and that's fact. Nothing to see here, just move on. This still doesn't stop the report from suggesting further investment in specialists to secure polling places, despite the fact that there is yet to be any substantive investigation into the alleged hack to show that these ideas would actually produce results. Notice there's no mention of Seth Rich, you know, the guy that was probably the one that did the DNC links, the guy with a bullet in his head. Yeah, that's the guy. Now, while there are certainly a need for reform for the U.S. voting system, and you've heard my take on that, same companies that make the voting machines, and some of the same companies that make our ATMs. And folks, have you ever gone to a gas station even, bought gas, asked for a receipt, and didn't get one? Well, if you didn't, guess what you can do? You can walk right into the store and get a receipt, right on the spot. So if there's any discrepancies, maybe on what you're being billed, maybe you put it on a credit card. There's your evidence. Here's my receipt. Same thing applies with voting. Did you ever go to an ATM and never get a receipt? I think there's something in there by law that they have to provide you that. Well, if they can do it, going to the funny money system and spitting out those Federal Reserve notes, if they can give you a receipt on that, why can't they give you a receipt for how you voted? Nothing to see here. Just keep moving. The CFR report also suggests blackmail as a defensive strategy and recommends that the U.S. covertly release the financial information of Russian government leaders involved in hacking and possibly release other embarrassing information about Putin and his cronies. Folks, let me tell you something. Whether it's Vladimir Putin or Donald J. Trump, if they had stuff like that, it would have already been out there. Trust me. Anything that they can who-flung-poo here, they are going to do it. The reason they haven't done it is it doesn't exist. Until they cook it up and sell it again. So, possible blackmail here? While the report recommends that Washington clarify to the Russian leadership that these U.S. measures are defensive in nature, not designed to change the Russian regime. And that word itself, regime. Regime. Why not use the term government? Because that's what it is. Oh, no, 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 no. It has to be a regime. Something that you're more accustomed to hear attached to some third world banana republic socialistic state. A regime. The CFR reports also suggest blackmails that defensive strategy and recommends that the U.S. covertly release the financial information. Yeah, right. This is the best they can come up with. But folks, you see what we're doing? We're discovering this and we're peeling back the layers of this onion to demonstrate and show you exactly who the guy is behind the curtain. While only some of the defensive policy proposals have been enacted, the above actions alone are enough to bring tension between Russia and the U.S. to dangerous levels. But the CFR report also has plans for offensive strategies that are just as risky. The offensive strategies described in this report revolve primarily around flexing NATO's muscle across Europe. Remember, this is the one Donald Trump says, why do we have it? World War II's over. Oh, no. But his directly connected CFR buddy said, Mr. Trump, don't be a damn fool. You do that, you're going to end your presidency. Here, take a look at some of the notes I've put together. Take a 3-minute break here. We'll be back, folks, a little bit more on this and your calls as well.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The offensive strategies described in this report revolve primarily around flexing NATO's muscle across Europe. This plan starts in Ukraine, with a report calling on the U.S. to continue to refuse to acknowledge the results of the popular Crimean referendum, which annexed the peninsula to Russia. as well as continue to push for the return of South Ossetia region to Georgia. On top of just expanding the sanctions related to Ukraine, described in the first section of the report, the CFR also recommends that the U.S. continue its buildup with fellow native forces in Eastern Europe, where infrastructure is being put in place for a permanent military occupation. This is making Russia a little nervous, as you could imagine. The CFR report, which again was written in January of this year, also stressed the need for the U.S. to assert naval dominance in the European seas, something the U.S. Navy has done in the past weeks in the Black Sea, for example. These already existing CFR-approved actions are also accompanied by other provocative moves by NATO, such as conducting military drills with Ukrainian troops in Georgia. That's right. Russia is watching closely. Have no fear, though. The CFR has its own ideas for escalation in Eastern Europe, recommending the deployment of an additional U.S. armored division in Poland, maintaining at least 6 fighter squadrons in Europe, deploying more Patriot missile batteries, training civilians in the Baltic states in invasion preparedness, and stepping up arms sales to the Ukraine from the current low level approved by Trump. Now, it's at this point that it should be obvious that the CFR's main objective is making money for the defense industry, but it also hasn't forgotten about providing opportunities for oil and gas interests to take European market share from the Russian suppliers. One of the proposals to make this possible is to increase the United States' domestic production of oil and natural gas for export, as well as construct a new pipeline from Turkmenistan through Azerbaijan and Turkey to Europe. Can we just get the hell out of there so I don't have to say these weird names again? The report also just suggests that NATO begin building its own offensive cyber weapons, which this alliance announced was considering developing late last year, and calls on the Western nations to continue making hypocritical human rights condemnations of Russia. The human rights strategy has yet to be heavily employed by the Trump administration, but has been a recent focus of major U.S. outlets like the Washington Post, the New York Times. Let's just say the people are sitting over there in the CFR meetings. And it goes into nuclear blackmail as well, but you can read the rest of the story on republicbroadcasting.org, folks. This is the deep state. These are the bankers, the newspaper people, the news medias, the tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, I don't care. And how you're noticing this right on Jump Street today is them kicking people off of YouTube and such. Coming up the next hour, I'll play that little 7-minute clip that this person that put stuff on YouTube was scared to death that her channel be pulled. But it didn't stop her from making a report. By the way, there are people that are putting up their own stuff, steemit.com, dtube, or bitchute.com, running their own servers and not eliminating people. If you want to be an asset and get up there and make rude or condescending comments, you're perfectly welcome. That's freedom of speech, but we also have the freedom to ignore you, but not delete you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.